Praise God. If you've got it tonight, would you say amen? This is the apostle. He's writing to the church at Corinth. Notice now he's not writing to lost people. And as I look around, I do not believe that I'm preaching to lost people tonight. I'm preaching to the church. But Paul here is writing 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse number 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Note that. To wit, verse 19, to wit that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then are we ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we may be made the righteousness of God in him. Wow. What words. Verse number 18. He's given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Verse number 19. Hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. The Lord being my help tonight, I just want to talk to us on that thought, the ministry of reconciliation. Amen. Could we bow our heads and ask God to help this young preacher tonight before we're seated? Lord, thank you for this opportunity. God, I thank you for this great congregation that I stand before tonight. I pray, Lord, that you would anoint my lips, anoint my heart, anoint my soul, God, tonight as I deliver this. I pray, Lord, the Spirit would open our hearts. God, open our ears. Help us, God, to glean from your word tonight in this service. God, help us as we come around these altars, God, to make commitments, to stay faithful to you, Lord, in these last days. God, we'll give you the praise and the glory. And the church said amen tonight. You may be seated. Thank God. The ministry of reconciliation. I want to look at a few things here tonight. Go with me in Philippians chapter 3. I want to read a verse, and I know that you know it well. Philippians chapter 3 and verse number 13. Brethren, I count not myself to apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forth unto those which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Now, this is, I believe, a subject that is close to the heart of the Savior. I believe that the subject that we are dealing with tonight, and I won't hold you long, but it's close to the heart of God. Paul here, his writing, and he says it's a high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I want to talk to you specifically. When I say the ministry of reconciliation, I'm talking to the church tonight, and I'm not talking about ministry as in a full-time position of those, amen, who don't necessarily get a break on Sunday. Those that are up here, that are singing, that are preaching, that are pouring their hearts into this place, those that are running the media and sound. And I'm not talking about titles tonight when I say ministry, but I'm talking about a position. I'm talking about a commitment that has been given to us by Jesus Christ. He told us that it has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Can I tell you that here tonight, it's a gift that has been given to us. Yes, it is a burden, and yes, it is a responsibility. But Brother Rick, the opportunity that you had the other day to talk to those people on the dock, that was a golden opportunity. That was a gift from God. And really, I want us to realize how many times and how many opportunities like that do we really pass by, that really pass before us. Can I tell you, here tonight, it's good for us to be in tune with the Holy Ghost in these last days. It's good for us to have our eyes and our ears open and our hearts ready to follow after after God, when He tells us, when He's looking for somebody to say a word and He has a word that's fitly spoken and He's wanting to put it in your mouth to touch somebody's heart in these last days. Hey, church, we're getting ready for a harvest, aren't we? We've sown seeds for years and years and years and then some more. And eventually, amen, how many knows you don't sow and you don't reap in the same season? But I believe here in these last days, I've felt the urgency in my heart, Pastor, that God is getting ready to send us a harvest. God is getting ready to give us a gift of this ministry of reconciliation. I say we need to be ready for it tonight. I say we need to be ready for it tonight. Now, for you younger folks that are here tonight, this word reconciliation, I know that sounds like something that would be on a word building pace test. That sounds like something, that sounds like a fancy $10 word. Can I tell you, it just simply means coming back. Coming back. There was a time that man was close to God, and you know it well, Adam and Eve in the garden. Adam chose willfully to sin against God, and so there was a separation that took place. There had to be a sacrifice, and there had to be an atonement. So first of all, I want us to look at that here, the ministry of Christ. Verse number 19, to wit that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto Himself. Now I want you to stop and think about that for a minute. To wit that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to Himself. Jesus said, I don't do my own will, but I do the will of Him that sent me. How many knows that we, like Jesus, when we go out into this world, we don't do our own will, but we do the will of Him that sent us. So to wit that God was in Christ. We find a pattern. We find a circular, just a flow going on here. We find God was in Christ, reconciling the world to Himself. Can I tell you, you really, if you're going to redeem the world, if you're going to save somebody from the power of sin, you can't really get any better than the Lord Himself. So He says, He gets back, I'm going to send my Son to do my work, to accomplish my will in this world, and I'm going to bring mankind back to me. God in Christ, reconciling the world to Himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. The word of coming back. The word of there is hope in these last days. Jesus is just, he's more than just something that the television preachers are making Him out to be. He's more than just a story that's in Sunday school. What He said tonight was, you can have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Really, He's more than just a bunch of rules and regulations and telling you where you can go and what you can't wear and all this different stuff. I'm telling you, friends, here tonight, Jesus came. He said, and he that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. It's His desire to bring people back to Him tonight. So that was the ministry of Christ. He said, I came to seek and to save that which was lost. And this gift that God gave us through His Son, the gift, the word, the ministry of reconciliation, it's a gift. Don't forget that. It's not a burden to talk to someone about Jesus. It's not a drudgery to witness to somebody. Brother Rick, exactly what you said. I felt a little better after I invited somebody to church. I want to give you just a small piece of advice. I've done it many times. If you're having a bad day, if you're struggling, if your tire went flat and your gas ran out or something happened to your fuel pump, go witness to somebody. Somebody's getting on your nerves, I'll tell you what, it'll pick you up in a heartbeat. Go tell somebody about Jesus. Go give someone the gift, the ministry of reconciliation. Go talk to someone. Brother Jason, go visit the fatherless and the widow. Do something that's selfless. Do something for somebody else. Amen. And you'll be fulfilling this gift. But not only the ministry of Christ, but then there's the message that we preach. It's not just the Christianity that says the buck stops here. I go to church only to receive and never to give, Brother Jason. We live in a world like that, and the churches, that's the mindset I'm afraid sometimes is I can only go to church to receive. I can only go to church to unload on the pastor when it's time for prayer requests. Amen. But the message that we preach, there is a reciprocation here. It's not Indian giving. God doesn't just give it to us and then expect nothing back. But here the message that we preach, we find it in the book of Acts. Chapter 6 and verse 4, the apostles are gathered there together. And even before that, they begin to break bread and share from house to house. And it uses that phrase, having all things common. Having all things common. Wouldn't that do in the world that we live in today? The people that we're facing, so divided by monetary status and by, Lord forbid, by race and the division that we face today. We find the pattern in Acts chapter 6, and we gave ourselves, it says, continually to the ministry of the word and to prayer. So the message that we preach is Jesus. The message that we preach is the Word of God. The message that we preach is the blood still saves from sin. And I hate to even have to use that word still, but it's true today. Amen. We've gotten away from it in some areas, but the message that we preach is the blood of Jesus Christ. His Son cleanses us from all sin. There is no other way to God except through Jesus. Amen. 1 Corinthians, I want to read a passage here. Paul is going through this process, and he's struggling here with different people. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse number 12, he's dealing with some division in the church. There's some problems, and I'm not talking about squabbles. I'm talking about the focus. Their focus was divided as a church. He's writing to them, verse number 12, "Now this I say, that every one of you saith, I am of Paul, and I of Apollos, and I of Cephas, and I of Christ." Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? And here Paul, I love his sense of humor. "I thank God that I baptized none of you but Crispus and Gaius." He said, "I'm thankful that I stopped when I did, lest any should say that I had baptized in mine own name." So he's very careful here to point out, this is really why I'm here. Paul's saying that. This word of reconciliation, this ministry that's been given to us. And may I say, it's not just for the pastor and his family, but it's for every one of these members in the church. Isaac, it's for you. Titus, it's for you. Grant, it's for you. Tate, there's a work for you to do. Amen. You don't have to have a title to tell someone about Jesus. And the church said, amen. "But I baptized also the household." Here he goes in verse number 17. He sets some clarification here. "For Christ sent me not to baptize." We say, "Brother John, well, that's not right. We're supposed to baptize people." I understand that. But their focus was divided. They were focused on titles, and I'm of this person, and I follow after that person. And he's setting some things straight here. "Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel." But to preach, you really can't get any plainer than that. "But to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect." In other words, he's saying, I've been given a gift, and exactly as I have received it, I'm giving it to you. Exactly as I have given the things that God has given to me, I'm delivering them to you. He said, be careful in these last days. If there's any other man that preaches a different gospel than I preached, let him be accursed. Even if an angel, pastor, appears to you, but he tells you a gospel that's different than what I've given you, amen, reject it. "For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent." So that message, Jesus, the Word of God, the blood, the cross. Philip, we find, was involved in a great revival in the country of Samaria. We see that through the woman at the well, God had begun to prepare for that revival. When Jesus met with that woman at the well, she went into the town, began to tell everyone, come see a man that told me everything that I've done. Come see a man that saved me. So we find that God's preparing that town for revival. And here in the book of Acts, in the prophet, or the apostle named Philip, he goes and he preaches in Samaria. And it doesn't say that he preached them the prosperity gospel. It doesn't say that he preached unto them something else, but it simply says Philip preached unto them Jesus. That's what it says. He preached unto them Jesus. We must be careful in these last days not to overcomplicate the gospel. The gospel is not a gospel of psychology. The gospel is not a message of psychiatry. In the day that we live in, we find preachers that are twisting the Word of God and trying to make it super easy. Can I tell you, the Word of God needs no help. This is the Word that we preach and nothing else. Amen. So the message that we preach, Galatians, I want to read one more passage concerning this. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 14. Paul is bringing back this focus. Galatians 6 and 14. But God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, whom by the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. So he makes it plain one more time. And there's multiple passages and verses I'd love to share with you tonight, but I think I'm making this point. That is the message that we preach. We preach Jesus. We preach the gospel. The world doesn't need another line. They don't need another one-liner. They don't need another like and share. Praise the Lord. What they need is Jesus in this last day. And the church said amen. But all things are of God, our passage said, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ. So again, we've got that triangle of God in Christ reconciling the world to himself. Now then, we are ambassadors. So he says there's a turn, there's a shift from me receiving this gift of the ministry of reconciliation, right? And then now we are ambassadors. It's not enough just to receive from the, and I'm telling you elementary things, I understand that, but I felt this on my heart tonight. It's not just something that we receive, but it is something that we give. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. So what he's saying is God beseeching you, but he's going to do it through us. Brother Jason, his hands and his feet in these last days, he's going to do his work, but God needs a vessel. Amen. The prophet Isaiah, whom shall I send and who will go for us? Amen. God is looking for a heart in these last days that he can speak through. God is not looking for someone who grieves the Spirit. God is not looking for someone who quenches the Spirit in these last days, but he's looking for somebody who's ready to speak a word in season. Apples of gold and pictures of silver is a word that is fitly spoken. Amen. God wants to use you in these last days. And then lastly this, the method that we use. God gave me those three during testimony service. The ministry of Christ, the message we preach, but then there is the method that we use. And one verse for this, and I'm drawing it down tonight. The method that we use. Ephesians chapter 4. And I want you to read this verse along with me. When we get to verse number 15, I want you to read it out loud with me. So he's calling the church to a level here of maturity. How many knows God doesn't just want us to stay where we're at? He's willing and able, and really that's his desire, is that we grow in the grace and knowledge that he's given us. Here in verse number 14, that we henceforth, here it is, that we henceforth be no more children. Paul said, when I was a child, I spake as a child. When I became a man, I put away childish things. That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, Amen. God's looking for some Christians with rocks in their pockets in these last days. That we henceforth be no more children, carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. We're not ignorant of his devices. Verse number 15, I want you to read this out loud with me. Take the word of God in your mouth. Verse number 15, let's read it together. But speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Wow. The word of God. He gives us a gift. He tells us what we're supposed to do. He gives us the ministry of reconciliation. He gives us the power. He said, you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you. You're going to be witnesses. You're going to be ministers of the gospel. Amen. Brother Rick, you can be a minister of the gospel without a tie on during the middle of the week. Amen. Sister Lydia, at the lumber yard, you can be a minister of the gospel right over here in the next street over. Brother Jason, praise God. As much fun as we have on the job, we're still ministers of the gospel. Gospel in this last day. Amen. And God is looking for people who will speak the truth in love. I love you, but this is the truth. He called us to love one another. Yes. By this shall all men know that you're my disciples, that you have love one for another. But Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Speaking the truth in love may grow up, that you henceforth be no more children, but that if we grow up in him. Somebody say, grow up. That sounded good. Into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Why don't you stand with me tonight? The ministry of reconciliation. How many wants to, I'm just going to be honest tonight, I hope I've done my best not to beat us up, but I really, the ministry of Christ, how he did things, the spirit by which he did things, it was the spirit of gentleness, Brother Pepper. A bruised reed will he not break. A smoking flax will he not quench. I tell you, there's bruised reeds all over this community. There's crushed grass under the footprint of an enemy that wants to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Jesus said, I am come that they might have life and that they have it more abundantly. Now that's just what Jesus said. And I'm leaving it up to you tonight. It's been committed unto us, this ministry of reconciliation. And then this word of reconciliation. He's given it to us. What a gift, church. I don't have to witness. I get to witness. I don't have to tell somebody about Jesus. I get to. That's what his mercy did for me. Lord, you found me. You healed me. You called me from the grave. But did you know Jesus can do it for you too? I tell you, friends, once you have the desire, it's a lot easier than you think. The old song says, did you tell someone about Jesus? Did you mention his name to a friend? I want to be a part of this ministry in the last days, don't you? God is. God's getting ready to send a harvest to this church, the church at Bartlesville, churches all over this United States that are waiting. I'm not preaching to the field tonight. Jesus said the field is the world. I'm preaching to the harvesters, preaching to the laborers tonight. It's the last hour of the day, and the wage will probably be the same as those that started at the first hour of the day. But the harvest truly is plenteous. Pray therefore the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers, ministers, those that have received the word into the harvest. Would you bow your heads tonight? Would you pray with me? God, thank you.